Now, the Black Lives Matter protests that have convulsed the US for the past 10 days have prompted similar demonstrations in cities and towns around the world, despite the risk, of course, of crowds spreading coronavirus. There was a large protest in Dublin earlier this week and more were organised across the country. And to tell us the latest, here's our reporter, Aisling Maloney. Aisling.
Yes, Anya, people may have seen some of the pictures of the large protest in Dublin on Monday this week as protesters gathered in Dublin city centre to march for the Black Lives Matter movement. Concerns had been raised about social distancing following the rally in which thousands of people marched from the Spire to the US Embassy in Ballsbridge. Gardaí are now investigating a potential breach of COVID-19 regulations during the anti-racism demonstration, saying that organisers had made attempts to put in place social distancing measures on O'Connell Street where the protest began. However, the statement from Gardaí acknowledged that the turnout had substantially exceeded the organisers' expectations. And they said that inquiries are ongoing and the advice of the Director of Public Prosecutions will be sought in any further actions to be taken in this case. The organisers had been planning another march in the coming days in Dublin and they subsequently cancelled it.
So this is a dilemma for activists around the country who are trying to protest. What's happening elsewhere?
Hundreds of people took part in a march in Belfast this week and a protest for Black Lives Matter will be going ahead in Derry tomorrow. Lillian Senwee-Barr is the Director of Programmes at the Northwest Migrant Forum and is one of the organisers of the protest in Derry tomorrow. She says they are taking health and safety measures very seriously and following all public health advice.
I have to be very honest. Health is at the heart of what we are doing at the moment. It is important that people recognise that racism is a health issue for us. It is a pandemic that has been there for 400 years. So at the moment, for Black people, we are dealing with two pandemics, not one. So we are very much in favour of the government's guidelines that have been provided for social distancing, ensuring that everybody is safe.
However, many protests have been postponed or cancelled. In Cork, a protest was due to take place today and was cancelled due to the Garda investigation into the protest in Dublin, with organisers saying they feel the threat of prosecution from organisers and participants in the protest leaves us with no choice but to cancel it. In Longford, a Black Lives Matter march that was due to take place tomorrow afternoon in Market Square in Longford town has been postponed. Organisers were advising those attending to wear personal protective equipment and to adhere to social distancing. Eric Ahige is one of the organisers and he said they had to postpone the protest due to backlash from the local community who voiced concerns about having a protest during COVID-19 restrictions.
So we felt it appropriate and necessary to gather within Longford and send a message from Longford to America to show our solidarity and support to those who are taking action to stomp out institutionalised racism within America. But we also felt it necessary to remind people here within Ireland and Longford that racism is a big problem that many people of colour, not only in America, but also in Ireland, have been and are being subjected to this day. I feel the events in America has almost emancipated people in a social way and has encouraged them to stand up and speak out against racism when they see it, regardless of what form it comes in. And it comes in many different forms here in Ireland, and many people in Longford that are of colour have been subjected to that. We postponed it and didn't cancel it because we feel it should go ahead, and it should go ahead very soon, because although people had genuine concerns and were complaining, not only to us, but to local authorities and to the local TD who contacted us, but also we find that people who do not truly understand how evil racism is and how badly it scourges society may have been masking their own racial prejudices that they may not have been aware of with the facade of genuine concern to put a halt to our march. So for those people, we really wanted to educate them about how racism affects us, so they too could also feel enthusiastic about holding an act of civil disobedience, which would promulgate a message of equality. So hopefully in the future we can get it going. And by then, we expect more people within the community to appreciate the march because of the fact that we postponed it to honour the complaints that they made towards us.
Eric Ahige there, concluding that report from Aisling Maloney.